Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Saul asked David to promise that he wouldn't wipe out Saul's family, for he said, quote, "I know indeed that you shall surely be king." 1 Samuel 24:20. After David swore an oath, quote, "Saul went home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold," verse 22. David's promise was as solid as the rock of Masada. Saul's words were as empty as the dry winds that blow across its heights. I mention Masada, only 12 miles south of En-Gedi, because that is the word for stronghold. Its elevated and isolated plateau would be an ideal lookout for the fugitive and his men. Psalm 18 is titled, quote, "A Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." There he writes, quote, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress." The Hebrew word there, Metsuda, is Masada, "and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." Psalm 18, verse 2. There David received the news that Samuel, the last of Israel's judges, had died. Soon thereafter, David, quote, "went down to the wilderness of Paran." 1 Samuel 25, verse 1. Not far away, there lived a couple as different as day and night. The rich man, Nabal, meaning surly, was harsh and evil in his doings, while his wife, Abigail, meaning source of joy, was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance. Verse 3. Now David's men had come across Nabal's shepherds and provided protection from marauders. Yet when David sent an emissary to Nabal, hoping for some material help, they were rudely rebuffed and sent away empty. David's men armed themselves and headed for Nabal's homestead. Could anything stop him from, as he later said, quote, "avenging myself with my own hand"? Verse 33. Memo to self, quote, "The wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." James 1:20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.